Hey everybody, this is Eric, and welcome to a very special episode of Japan Top 10. In this episode, we will be listening to some tracks from Japanese hardcore punk bands.
Japan Top 10! Japan Top 10! Japan Top 10! Japan Top 10!
Hope you liked that special little twist on the opening theme. And hey, if you didn't, you know what? We're only going to do it once, so no worries. Next month, we're going to be bringing back our Listener Appreciation Months. That means you'll be getting the top Patreon tier, Premium Platinum episodes for the month of April, including a bonus top 10 episode that would generally be released exclusively to our Patreon donors. If you have song requests for our Listener Appreciation Month, let us know on our website at jtop10.jp. If you ever thought of applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance. The coffee is kicking in, so let's kick into number four. It's The Comes with Panic.
Number four.
The band was formed in Tokyo in 1982. They were one of the original Japanese hardcore bands and also made history as the first one with a female singer to gain fame. Their singer Chitose went on to front band Virgin Rocks. And also at the end of this list, we're gonna have another female fronted band, but we'll get there when we get there. Do you wanna advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. At number three, it's Gauze with Pressing On.
Number three.
We'll be right back.
The band formed in 1981, and according to their bassist Shin, their goal was to just play as fast as possible. In 1991, they played a 10-year anniversary show where they played three sets covering the three albums and periods they had gone through, and since then they've played a live version of every album they have ever recorded. It's really lucky that most of these songs are only like 2 minutes long, because I don't know if I could do three whole sets of three different albums. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. At number two, it's The Stalin with Romen Chisuto.
Number two.
In the world of Japanese punk, this band is at the top of the heap. The band was formed in 1980 by vocalist Michiro Endo. Now, he ended the band and then rebuilt it under the name Video Stalin, and then he scrapped that and restarted the band as just Stalin. But this is The Stalin, and The Stalin is so good. It reminds me of the classic three hardcore bands from the States. That's Minor Threat, Black Flag, Bad Brains, just classic hardcore punk style. Now, unfortunately, Michiro Endo passed away in April of last year, so that's probably the last we're going to hear of Stalin, but what a great discography and collection of music they've left us with. Want to hear triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. At number one on this countdown, the band is called Acute and the song is called Pessimist.
Number one.
Come on.
Acute is another female-fronted band, and they come in with their foot on the accelerator. This band reminds me of this other band I've really gotten into lately called Blood Clot, which was featured. It features the singer from the band The Cro-Mags and the guitar work of Todd Youth, and this is especially reminding me of that. It's like a newer kind of step forward with more classical hardcore musicians just trying something new and being so aggressive and amazing. So our listener appreciation month will begin with our April Artist of the Month episode, which will of course be picked and hosted by our audio editor Dean, and we're going to be introducing a new host. So I hope you're all getting ready for that. In the meantime, my name is Eric, and don't forget the struggle, don't forget the streets, don't forget your roots, and don't sell out. See y'all later. Have a great day. Japan.